A list of the topics, themes, and subject matter featured in this episode has been included in the video description below. Hello, everybody. I am Kylie Rose, head storyteller of Dicegate. We are here for another origin stories for our Daggerheart, The Last Arcanist actual play. And I have joining me today, for the first time, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Jason Dean Aldea. I am an actor and miniature artist. You can find some of my miniature work on Instagram at jadamadeit. At jadamadeit. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Heck yeah. Well, super excited to dive into your origin story. And we're going to get to that here in a second. If you haven't already, check us out, Dicegate. We are at the Dicegate on most social medias. And you can find us on YouTube as well, at the Dicegate. But enough of that. Let's get into our origin story today. Blood. It resides within all of us, pulsing through our veins, a constant rhythm that reminds us we are alive. It carries warmth, sustains us, fuels the fire of survival. But here, in the pits of Kaliavin, it is spilled freely, claimed by steel and sand, marking victors and dooming the fallen. It slicks the sand, turning golden grains into dark mud beneath ironclad boots. It drips from fresh wounds, steaming against the scorched earth of the pits of Kaliavin. It marks victors and stains the fallen. Above, we see the sun glaring down like a cruel god, indifferent to the spectacle below. We watch as the iron gates open, spitting out 10 warriors into this vast circular arena. We hear the roar of the crowd rise like a tidal wave, their voices a chaotic symphony of hunger and anticipation. We see weapons drawn, the gleam of steel catching the light. We see that some blades are battered, others pristine, each telling its own story of survival, of slaughter. Across the pit, another 10 gladiators emerge, their armor mismatched, their faces a mix of snarls and grim focus. Some seasoned killers, others fresh meat thrown into the grinder. Each one looks across, measuring their opponents, weighing the battle to come. As the crowd grows louder, we push in on one of the figures, a young man. JD, could you please describe who we see, his demeanor, and anything else you'd like to share in this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Thessalus is standing awkwardly kind of behind the others. He is 13 years old, kind of just hit his growth spurt, so he's not very tall yet, but he's kind of awkwardly long, but hasn't really filled out yet. He looks a little underfed, and he's got these kind of shock blue eyes and black hair, which has just been shaved by one of the people preparing the gladiators. He's holding a sword that's probably about the length of his arm, and dressed in this mismatched armor similar to the others, but his clearly doesn't fit him whatsoever. I think he's looking around, clearly afraid, clearly unsure of what to do next. He doesn't seem like he doesn't know where he is. He just, maybe this particular fight is new for him.
As you stand there, the cheers continuing to grow to a point where it is deafening, we see Thessalus, and as we kind of push out on this wide shot of the pits, the two sets of gladiators staring each other down from across the way. Beside you, Thessalus, looms this other gladiator, a veteran of the pits, Halsteed. His presence an anchor amid the storm of nerves. He does not speak, but his stance is steady, unshaken. A living legend among the damned. And in that moment, you see his head pivots towards you. And while he is normally quiet in these moments leading up to a fight, you hear him say to you, "Stay close to me, kid." And the trumpets blare, the signal, the crowd surging in their seats. The world slows for a moment, then chaos. We watch as a hulking brute from the opposing side charges, a spike club raised high, a dagger-wielding rogue dances through the fray, seeking soft flesh between armor plates. We see arrows whistling from unseen archers above to cause disarray in chaos amongst the pits, claiming this the reckless and unlucky as their arrows fly down. The air we see is thick as dust kicks up, blood starting to be spilled, the clash of metal, a song of death. Beside you, you see Halcide move forward, parrying two foes at once, his movements effortless, honed by years of survival here. He catches your gaze just for a moment before breaking an attacker's knee with a well-placed strike, a silent lesson, position, control, strike. As you see the gladiator fall to the ground, a sword buried into his gut, you see the crowd erupting from the kill, thirsty for more. The pit does not forgive hesitation, something this young warrior must remember as more enemies close in. The Solace, as you see, as you're kind of in that moment, as all this chaos is happening, dust kicking up, kind of obscuring some of the view, as that gladiator just collapsed in front of you, you kind of, as they collapse, they're falling towards you, and it's a hulking man. So in that moment, as they're falling forward towards you, potentially going to pin you to the ground, being a little bit smaller than the rest of them, I need you to, as you see this falling to you, what does the Solace do as this large gladiator is falling towards him that was just struck down?
Yeah, I think the Solace has been, you know, the one instruction he was given, very like, you know, carefully scrambling behind Halstead as he runs, as he moves around, as his man falls towards him, he's going to kind of scramble back, hoping to move away and try to maneuver his sword out of the way so he doesn't lose it underneath the fallen warrior.
Amazing. So as you try and move out of the way as they're falling down, you see Halcide pivoting away. As you try and kind of remain nearby him, go ahead and make a agility roll for me. We'll say a DC 10 as you try and move out of the way and not get pinned down in this moment.
I got a... What is that? A 14 with fear.
With fear. Okay, amazing. So you're able to... what does it look like as Thessalus is able to pivot out of the way in this moment?
Yeah, I think he is so overwhelmed with the noise and the blood and the death around him. Most of the fights he's been in so far have been him versus some already wounded soldier or some small animal or something that is more for the shock of who's in the ring rather than a real battle. And so looking around at all this happening, he doesn't know where to look. And as he turns last second to see this man falling towards him, after Halstead takes him out, I think it is just full panic, trying not to lose his sword and scrambling back as fast as possible.
Amazing. So as you scramble back, you are able to avoid the fall, but behind you, there is a shield from another gladiator that has been taken, and you kind of hit it a bit, and it throws your balance off as you see that rogue from earlier, kind of this using simply just daggers. They're going to throw a dagger at you. We're going to say this is actually going to be a... I'm going to say this is probably going to be an instinct roll for me. I'm going to roll to see what you have to beat. Oh, okay, not too bad. Not a great throw. So you see kind of across the way this spinning dagger thrown at you. It's flying towards you. Looks like it's going to strike true. Go ahead and make a, I'm going to say an instinct roll as you try and deflect the blade or whatever you would like to do, because you can kind of explain, as you see this dagger flying at you, what does the Solace do in this moment?
I think he will just kind of full panic swing the sword, hoping that they connect and he can send it off in a different direction.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Love it.
His instinct?
Go to make a instinct roll for me, yep.
I got 12 with fear.
12? Yeah. Oh my, oh, with fear? Oh man, yeah. Okay, okay. Amazing. So you're able to deflect the blade away. It hits, and as you kind of, as your adrenaline is pumping, there's that feeling of where it's so loud in here, but it's getting quieter as that tunnel vision and that like you're in a tunnel happens. You're gonna mark a stress cool. for that fear that you rolled as it is becoming a little bit overwhelming as the heat here is just. It is unbelievably warm in the pits of Kalayavin as well, as the sun continues to beat down. The stress starting to hit you. Being in a fight that at this point in your life is above your league. But as that happens, you see Helsteed striking down another gladiator. As both sides are, it's pretty even right now, but your side is starting to kind of take over as far as numbers. But you see another figure running up behind that same figure that threw the dagger at you, not wearing just some simple studded leather armor. You see them coming up behind Helsteed and is attempting to cut the back of his Achilles style. What do you do as you see this happening as he goes to cut?
I think Thessalus has kind of, as soon as he was offered this connection from Helsteed at the beginning of the fight, this moment of stay with me, I think Thessalus is aware that one of his only ways out of here is with him, and will just full panic sprint at this person and try to slash them probably as high up as he can reach with the sword that he has.
Okay, amazing. So as you charge towards this figure, that kind of tunnel vision and sound fading again as you hear the crowd erupting, still growing and growing to this apex of cheering, you run towards and go ahead and make an attack against this figure here that's trying to get Helsteed.
That'll be a 8 plus 3, 11, with hope.
With hope. Okay. You go to strike. And I will... So this is actually something that hasn't come out yet so far. The evasion is 12 for this figure.
Okay.
So, would you like to succeed with a consequence?
Yeah.
Or do you let...
I think I would.
Okay.
I don't think... I guess I don't know if this all has any of these abilities at this moment. I don't remember if you have any.
Yeah, we can say you have. That's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess that was something... I thought I could like take a stress to do something. But yes, I will absolutely hope to succeed with the consequence.
Okay, amazing. So giving that little bit of extra, you slip on some blood that was on the ground that hadn't quite seeped into the sand yet. And you feel yourself stumbling, looking like you're going to miss, but you steady yourself. And as you steady yourself, you're able to drive your blade into this figure. Go ahead and roll damage for me for your broadsword.
It'll be 7.
7. Okay, perfect. You drive the blade in. You see... It looks like this figure already took a little bit of damage. It looks like Halsey did get a strike on him... kind of as he was pairing people off. And as you drive the blade in, as he's kind of like this person in their last moments of life, you feel the blade is going to swing around like in his hand, in their hand. It's going to strike like right underneath up into the rib cage. So you're going to take a little bit of damage. That's going to be the consequence for that. Okay. It's not too bad. 4 points of damage. So I think that would just be one hit point for you. So you strike. That guy goes down, falls limp on your blade, and just kind of slides off to the ground. Or actually, what does it look like as you... kind of explain to us as you strike and get hit in the side. What do we see with the solace in that moment?
Yeah, I think he is anything but trained. And so in, with this, you know, slipping on the sand and everything, it's barely an attack, as much as he, of course, wanted it to be. I think he slips and just drives this point in way more effectively than this kid probably normally ever could, and catches the blade in the side. And I think as the kind of rogue figure falls, I think Thassos will kind of yelp as the sword hits his side as well, and he'll kind of fall with him as he's kind of pulled with his sword, kind of at least going to a knee and having to kind of work his sword back out, trying to hold his side in fresh pain.
Yeah. So as you're holding your side there, what appears to be three of the other group of gladiators left from the other side, your group has six. In this moment, Thassalus only has his sword, correct? He does not have a...
Yeah.
Or would he have a shield in the moment?
He could probably try to find one.
Okay.
But he can pick up kind of anything. There's nothing's really sized for him.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. I think in this moment, as seeing you get struck with that blade and not kind of having something to potentially block as well, you see Helsteed... looking over at you, grabs a shield from a fallen warrior, a gladiator. It looks a little, maybe a little big for Thassalus, but adrenaline is a crazy thing. And you see as he actually, it's a rounded shield. You see how Steve kind of in his hulking, these big leathery hands, he grabs the shield and he just rolls it like a disc towards you. So as he rolls it towards you, as you're on the ground, I'm gonna have you make a roll for me. This is gonna be, I will let you do it. I think agility could work in this moment because it is kind of just you're moving in your flow. So he's rolling this to you. We'll say it's a difficulty of 10 as the shield is rolling towards you. Another figure, one of the competing gladiators is running towards you with a blade. To strike as that shield is rolled towards you.
That'll be, that's nice. Agility?
Yep.
That'll be 15.
Ooh, all right,
with,
awesome.
With hope.
With hope,
oh, no,
amazing.
Actually, no, with fear. Sorry.
With fear? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. as that shield is rolled towards you, it's moving quickly. You see this other figure out of your peripheral coming with this, what looks like a club that has been fused with broken pieces of various metals. It's very, it's disturbing looking. There's like some like serrated blades. There's just some like almost like a stiletto-like blades in it as well. They're charging towards you. The shield is rolled. You did succeed with fear. So, what does it look like as that shield gets to you and you're able to get it set up before this person strikes you?
Yeah, I think especially with the fear and, you know, Thassalus having really no training in this moment, he just sprints and dives for the shield. And then because it's maybe not much larger than him entirely, but like much larger than it would be for most warriors wielding it, I think he is just able to grab it and then like curl up on the ground, holding it above him in time for one big hit, but he's not prepared for much else.
Yeah, so you see, as you get it in front of you just in time, I think that stress is just continuing to build and build. So we'll say another stress in this moment as you see this club, and this guy probably is 6'5", 250 pounds, just this beast of a man. Comes down with the club, strikes, and it actually, you feel the shield itself just cracks. It protects you, but the shield just cracks. The wood splinters out. You still have your sword in your hand. It's like a half shield now. You still are able to hold it, kind of the leather straps. You have a chance to react. What do you do as you have a moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, feeling the shield like kind of crack above him, and as it kind of falls away, seeing this hulking figure above him, Thassos is just going to lash out with his sword, hoping to catch him somewhere important.
Amazing. Okay, and he's like, and I would say too, he's like, it looks like he's going down to reach and like pick you up, like find some type of like strap or scruff and just like lift you up and try and just smash you into oblivion. So he's like reaching down as you go to strike him. Go ahead and make an attack roll against this guy. He doesn't have a super evasion, he has a 10. So you gotta beat a 10 on this.
Yeah, I got a 13.
13, with hope or fear.
Fear.
Damn.
It's the theme of the fight.
Holy crap. This is, I mean, it kind of fits perfect right now.
Absolutely.
So as he like goes and grabs you, you slash out. Not even like you said, Thassos is just trying to hit something important. And you do. You strike true. Go ahead and roll damage for me. This is going to really dictate what's going to happen next to that fear roll.
Six.
Six. Okay. You cut him, and you see you're able to cut him like cut right across. A little bit of blood starts to drip down his neck onto this kind of no sleeve tunic, and starting to pool there. And he kind of coughs up a little bit of blood, not quite there yet. There's just an adrenaline that's pumping through him, and you kind of see that like as it. And he picks you up, and I think he's going to take the butt end of the, he's going to try and hit the Solace with it, with the fear. He's going to, I'm going to spotlight this enemy, and he's going to try and hit him. Oh boy. Yeah, that's a 19. Wow. So he's going to just whack the Solace with, with the bunt of, oh boy. This might be, he rolled 13 on the damage. So he hits you hard, just like right. And I'll say kind of enough where, yeah, it's going to rattle. It definitely rattles your head. So do you want to spend armor and reduce that? I think it's only a major.
It's only a major. But... it's one under severe damage for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll mark an armor, I guess, to make it minor damage.
Yeah. So what piece of your armor do you use to reduce that blow that's about to do some decent damage to you?
Yeah, I think as Thassos is kind of dressed in all the stuff that doesn't really fit him, it doesn't really protect him like normal armor would. And like so much of this so far, he kind of has to get lucky in these moments. And I think as he like pulls away, I think whatever like loose fitting pauldron he's wearing kind of gets up in front of his face and just intersects the blow enough that it more glances into his head rather than being a direct hit.
Amazing. Hell yeah. So as you do that, this gives you another opportunity to finish this guy. He's he's like getting ready to go in for it. Just looks like he's basically going to try and just bash the Solace's head in at this point. So you have an opportunity as he's kind of, he's definitely getting weaker. You feel the grip on your, on you getting weaker, but just kind of that adrenaline that gladiators will to keep going is there. This kind of zealous like presence to this individual. What does the Solace do after blocking that hit in that moment?
This gladiator's cut across the neck. Cool.
Yeah, like I think it's across the neck. Yeah, like it wasn't an unbelievably deep cut, but enough that like he's looking pretty hurt right now.
I think in this moment of fear and desperation for Thassos, I think he turns to something other than the weapons that haven't. I mean, they've done something for him so far, but. He doesn't really know what to do with them. And I think he will drop both his like sword and his shield. And he's just going to try to reach his hands as deep into that cut as possible and just start trying to tear anything he can out of that wound.
Okay. This is going to be, I think it's going to be a strength. Cool. And I will say maybe one of your experiences might work for this. I think maybe the Indomitable. I don't know. I feel like this, I don't know, but that's up to you. That's up to you.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is kind of a big moment in his learning what it means to try to survive fights like this, and mm-hmm. moving from, you know, one of his first times of like really choosing to try to destroy someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So yeah, we'll say you just got to beat his evasion of 10. So this is going to be strength plus your experience. So you got a +3 already to it.
Cool. Nice. I rolled another with fear, but it'll be a 13 total.
Okay. 13 total. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. As you do that, and you're able to find within that cut, you find something. You reach perch. You get your hands around some nerves and some sinew that is just, once it's pulled, it's donezo. Mm-hmm. And you feel the grip on you fade, and you would sense the shoulders slumping to this individual as you tear. Kind of walk us through that last moment before this this gladiator falls from you, just using sheer will and strength to end this guy, to end this figure.
I think Thessalis probably screams out something, probably more noise than any words, and just rips as hard as he can and kind of falls with the body. So he's just kind of standing over this figure so much larger than himself, holding pieces. And his kind of arms covered in blood from, reaching around and all that, and where the kind of the blood was already all over the guy's chest. And I think he'll just turn and look to Hallsteed.
Yeah, I think as you turn covered in blood, I'm going to say you take another stress. So those would be three for that fear. But as you turn to Hallsteed, he's almost like, as you turn towards him, he's actually stepping right next to you, kind of in that moment as everything else is happening. Everyone else has fallen, with the exception of you, Hallsteed, and another gladiator of your group. And you hear the crowd is so loud, but you feel Hallsteed grabs you by the wrist, raises your hand up, and he says, and he kind of amongst the chaos, he says, "Smile and soak it in." he raises your hand up, and just kind of goes into the chant. The crowd gets even louder. You see people. There's some people that are just like, I would say there are amongst the crowd, there are figures that are just between chanting and just like, you see some people have brought like these like colorful, they're like these like colorful sand smoke stuff that they're kind of just like shooting around. It's just craziness amongst the crowd as he walks you around and kind of gives you pointers on getting, like, he shows you things that really amp up the crowd even more. He goes up and shaking people's hands and has you do the same, very much encouraging you to really build off of this. And people are like clapping you on the shoulder and just telling you, "That was a hell of a fight. That was incredible what you did there." And just like, there's just people that are so excited to just meet you in that moment. And you see very much done with grace and humbleness, and kind of poise as he walks around. I guess, what is it like for Thessalis in that moment, as this is happening, before you're ushered out to your quarters?
Yeah, I think, what went from the kind of chaos that Thessalis couldn't really understand, of just kind of the fighting and the blood and all this death around him that seemed horrible and, of course, was probably incredibly traumatizing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for sure.
Coming out of that, I think he's in this place where he's looking for something. And this support and the, like, the care from Hallsteed and kind of all this, you know, cheer, I guess, around this kind of rewires mm-hmm. him a bit in that moment to realize that, like, this is the pits. This is what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. And this is something I can be really good at.
Yeah. And I think that is that's such an interesting way to yeah, I think that's perfectly said, like that rewiring in that moment, that all that stress that Thessalus took during this fight and that overwhelmingness of it, but then to have that flip switched too, as you go around and kind of given this lesson on survival, and like you said, what it means, this is the pit, this is what it means to be here. You make your rounds, and you eventually reach Helsey kind of walking with you and the other gladiator. You make your way out of here into the gladiator quarters. And there's like a separate area off of the pits as more things are happening within the day. This was kind of the main spectacle, but there are a couple more smaller fights happening. You hear the crowds growing louder again. You hear the snarl of some type of monstrosity out there. As you reach there, it's a pretty sizable chamber. You do see that there are dummies and things for training amongst that, worn weapons along the wall, just to train with different weights and shields. Halstead goes over, and there is, you know, you all just won. There are some, tankards and, oh my gosh, I'm thinking, forgetting the word right now, but, containers of wine, and he pours a couple, and he comes down, hands you one, and kind of clasps the shoulder again, and would say to Thessalus, "Nice job today. You did well."
Thank you. Thanks. That was a lot more than I'm used to.
It was quite a match today, but it'll get easier. It will get easier. There's definitely some things I think that I could help you with. Show you some good sparring techniques. Work on your endurance. Your endurance is pretty good. I'll give you that, kid. Work a little bit on... You have a charm about you. I think it's... And he kind of pushes him on the chest. And he says, "You could win over the crowds. I saw a few of the spectators looking at you. I could tell." He takes another big sip of his wine. And he says, "I'm sure you've, well, I don't want to sound too pompous, but I'm Holstein, in case you didn't know that."
No, of course. I've seen your fights.
Well, that was, if I'm being honest, I was made a couple errors there, but you covered me, and I appreciate that. So,
of course,
it's a win in my book.
Yeah, maybe we could have each other's backs or something. Yeah.
It's important. That is something that is hard to find. But no, you helped me today, and I'll help you continue to grow and gain strength. You're already pretty well there, but I think there's some things that we could do to refine your capabilities. But right now, we drink to our victory and we prepare for the next. And I think he would just raise his tankard to you. He's like, have you ever had a drink before? I know you're kind of young, but...
This will be my first.
Well, here's the first to many. And I think he would clink it with you. Take just a big gulp.
It's also
as some of it's like running
chug
down.
Along with him.
Yeah, he's like
drink
he like
drinks.
Yeah, he like reaches over. He's like no, slow down.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think as kind of you would see too. He's got cuts on him as well. These like fresh wounds, but he doesn't seem too bothered by them. He goes down, there's like some, you would see laid out, there's some salves and things, and he would have you come over and show you which ones that are good for helping with wounds. And you would probably know some of this, but he kind of goes over, he's like, well, they say that one's good, it's mixing these two together. Take a little bit of this, leaf here. And he grinds it down, into his hands. And then he takes like the salve and he rubs it in. And he sees the wound on your side. He reaches his hand to you. He's like, take a little bit.
Sure. No. Kind of gently apply it to the cat.
It burns really, really bad. Yeah.
It's not bad. It's really helping.
He's like, no, I understand. It's pretty awful. But trust me, it will get any kind of infection out. So it's worth it. And then he would grab some kind of like some cloth bandage and hand it over to you and show you kind of another. He actually takes like a little, there's like a pretty sharp, there's like a really high grade alcohol in here as well. He would grab a little bit of that and take it on the bandage and mix it again. There's like this leaf that he uses a lot. It's really unique. It's like, it almost looks like a spiral, the leaf itself. As you like kind of peel it, it's got a little stem that goes up through it, but he just peels the actual leaf off and it goes down into like a really fine powder. And you see him, mixing that in, mixing it in with that alcohol solution, putting on the bandage. And he says, and that should allow the skin to kind of your skin will grow back a little faster. It'll be good. Not to
thank you.
A little scar because they're important, but it'll work well.
So. I didn't have that for this one, and this also gesture to like the bear claw marks on his chest.
Oh, when did you get that?
My first fight. So
they put you against a bear.
Yeah, it was just a cub, but
it
wasn't much of a fight.
I think as you say that, I guess what would Thessalus being a little timid right now. What would the body language be that we see of Thessalus in this moment as he's saying this to Healthsteed?
I think it's been he's been really hopped up on kind of the pride of just kind of surviving all that and what just happened. But I think as he starts talking about that first fight and the bear cub and stuff like that, I think he starts to show kind of a lot of shame. And I think that was, if anything, the most he's ever, especially before this fight, I think he felt a lot of shame around this stuff because all of his fights were almost nothing. It was him up against something that couldn't really fight back or wouldn't, like the bear cub, which wouldn't fight until he made it and stuff like that. And I think in this moment, he's remembering, after kind of that rewiring in the pits, now that he's away from it and away from the cheers, and kind of hear it off in the distance. But I think he's realizing what it really took to be in there and what he's done in the past with that and feeling a lot of shame there.
Okay. I think as that we see that, Healthsteed would motion you over. He would sit down. He'd motion you over, tell you to sit next to him. And, he would say, listen, I can imagine that up to this point, the things you've done things you've fought were much different than this, obviously. And he points to your wound on your chest. There's memories that stem from that. But the most important thing to remember is that you walked away. And whatever shame or other feeling that may have come from those fights, they're in the past. What matters now, here in the present, in the future, is that you are still breathing, that you are alive, and you can fight another day. Don't dwell on the past. It'll eat you alive.
Do you think about the ones they put you up against? I mean, you must know them sometimes, right?
Yes. I think he takes another sip of his tankard and he says, I used to think about it, being honest. But when the trumpets blare, I have to put that behind me. Because the second you think about the fact that you know that person, that moment of doubt could mean your death. So, and he would show you a moment where something like that happened to him. Mm. You see that they're actually, he has a little bit of armor, but he pulls a piece of his armor off. Mm. And you see there is a relatively large, like it was a puncture wound. Mm. There's a scar there. It is like right below where his heart would be. Mm. And he would point to it and would say, this here, this was the last time I allowed myself to think about the fact that I knew the person that I was fighting. Mm-hmm. So.
And if they put us in the ring against each other, would you hesitate?
He looks to the side, takes a sip. I think his answer would be this. Let's just hope that never happens.
Okay.
He gets up and, not making eye contact, he goes over, pours my wine. Mm. And he says, but to answer your question, my goal is to survive. I hope that answers your question.
I understand. I won't hesitate either.
Good. He turns around, a smile on his face.
I think Basal is kind of standing there, trying to look like heavy in his resolve of like, I will do this correctly. I will learn how to be a good fighter here, you know.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he sees that. There's a big old smile on Halstein's face. He takes another big swig from his tankard, tosses it to the side, and he says, "All right, so let us." I know we just finished the fight here, but no better time to start training than now. And he would go over, grab a couple, kind of junk blades, because sometimes that's all you have. Your sword may get knocked out of your hand. He tosses it over to the Solace. Mm. And he challenges him to some sparring. we'll say as he tosses the blade over to you, you would see he goes over the wall and he grabs a shield. You just see him like wrap his arm into it. It's this big round metal shield. He's holding this sword. And all you have is your blade in this moment. And he just kind of with the sword in his hand as he takes his stance, he just kind of does the whole like to you. I'll say, does the Solace spar with him in this moment?
Yeah, I think kind of especially after that kind of, you know, tense but important conversation, this idea of like we don't hesitate and there is this reality of where we are, which is if we're up against each other, it by definition can't be personal, I guess. You know, of course it's more than that, but the whole point of being here is that it is about who leaves and the one that survives is the one that deserves to live. And so I think kind of in the spirit of that, having a positive reaction from Hallstead and kind of feeling inspired by this whole idea, I think there's also charge right in.
Amazing. You charge at him. Go ahead and make a attack roll against him. His evasion is a 15.
I didn't roll too bad. Broadsword. Yeah, actually I got a 15 with hope.
Oh damn. So you got okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Amazing. What does it look like as you're able to kind of pass through his defense in this moment?
I think, you know, although Thessalus hasn't trained, I think he is very, you know, he has just the right kind of mind for this stuff. And I think he's now, I mean, he's of course seen a lot of Hallstead's fights before and he's thought a lot about this idea of fighting and now has watched him again. And I think he's a little used to Hallstead's tactics. And so I think there's a moment where he gets a little, he feels a little big of himself.
And he
knows what he normally does is his first stance or whatever. And so he'll just try to like, I guess go, it's a sharpened blade, I assume.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. He's not messing around.
I guess he'll try to tag him on like a piece of armor or something. It's kind of like, haha, you underestimated me.
Amazing. Yeah. So you tag him with the armor and I think as you do that, you would see a smile on Halstead's face. And I think he would say, as that happens and like the Solace being proud of himself, he would just say, don't be too confident. And he's going to try and do an ankle. He's going to try and do a trick attack against you. I'll just roll for funsies, just to see. That's not great. That's a 12. That is your evasion. No, sorry. That's an 11. Oh. Never mind. It's an 11. Yeah. So he misses.
Technically, my evasion would probably be only 11 right now because I don't have a shield.
That's right. Okay. Amazing. So he trips you to the ground and then like kind of puts his blade to your neck looks down at you and he says, you have a lot to learn. And he would reach down with this. He would sheathe the blade and then reach out and like pick up the Solace and then kind of go into just working on different techniques and just kind of the flow and moving, showing you some of the things he does, kind of how he uses a shield and really kind of builds that foundational of like being a wall, becoming a wall, working on that. As we kind of go into like a montage of training with Hallstead here, we see him kind of teaching Thessalus proper techniques, making him fight with dull blades, until instinct kind of guides his movements with the blade. We see shots of that as it's happening, kind of going through that training. And then from there, we pivot outside, kind of around the stadium as you're running laps in this heat, pushing past exhaustion, learning that fatigue is just as much an enemy as the blade, fatigue is as deadly as a blade can be in the pits. From there, kind of as we see more fights happening, the Solace growing up, getting stronger, getting more confident. He teaches you about kind of timing your flourishes and use showmanship and kind of acknowledging the spectators, teaching them that a fighter's worth isn't just in their skill, but in the entertainment they provide, and kind of watching him, how he fights, kind of like he sees you in the crowd and he kind of like makes a point to like be like, watch me, and then kind of how he interacts with the crowd. And I think just kind of over time, as this continues to happen, just kind of teaching you those hard lessons about, you know, there's a couple times when this all takes a little bit of a beating during some of these fights. And basically the kind of this one rule that Halsey really enforces into him of get up or stay down forever. And that kind of just that foundation, being built into him. So as we kind of see, as time passes over these 3 years where you are trained under the tutelage of Halsey, this veteran warrior of the pits, kind of give us a snapshot, a montage in your mind of like what this looks like for Thessalis, as we jump through time here a bit.
Yeah. I think those 3 years are a really big part of his kind of transition, both as he gets a little bit taller and fills out a little bit more. He more clearly can actually put on muscle. His beard starts to come in a little bit. He's got the like shitty patchy teenager stubble and all that.
Yep, good stuff, good stuff.
He gains more scars and stuff from different moments. I think Halsted starts to be the one that actually cuts his hair and stuff like that. He doesn't just get shaved before every fight like it would before. So he actually has some hair and a little bit of style to himself now. He's a little bit coming into his own, and he looks a lot less like a scared kid and a lot more like a young warrior who is really starting to figure things out. He's kind of grown into the pieces of armor he had before. Some of them have been destroyed and replaced, but they all fit him a little better now. He at least can fit into the smallest sizes of them. I think just kind of throughout, he goes from this kind of wide-eyed, unsure, scared kid to a much more focused and ready warrior.
Amazing. So as he becomes a warrior, like you said, not this scared kid anymore, focused, determined, taking all these things that he has learned, we move through those 3 years. Thessalis now 16. We find you standing in the tunnel of the arena once more. No longer frightened, but a sharpened weapon. Maybe there is some fear there, but it's maybe different now for him.
Yeah. The fear never goes away. He just finds ways to push it down,
utilize
and allow
it
not to.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. Utilize it to in ways where it keeps him safe. It keeps him moving. No one, like basically anyone fighting him can't see it. No one else can use it against him.
Yeah, like fear. fear is almost becomes the whetstone that sharpens your blade.
Definitely.
And as you stand in that tunnel there, today is a little different. Today you fight alongside Halsted. And this match is what's known as a twin blade fight. The two of you must fight together to survive against whatever opponents are thrown at you. And as the gates open up, rumble open here, you are fighting something called Hollow Hounds. These beasts emerge. They're twisted, towering canine monstrosity. They look like wolves, but these are something that walk amongst the lands here of Mardoon. Kind of their flesh stretched tight over their exposed bone, their eyes hollow, these pits of hunger in them. As we hear the crowd erupting as Thessalis and Halsey brace themselves as the battle begins. And that's where we're going to end our origin story for now. And we'll pick it up another time because we are going to do more origin stories than just one for all of our characters. So this is just a little taste of kind of who Thessalis was, what the foundation of Thessalis was before the events of our campaign, the main campaign. Yeah. So just want to give a huge shout out, JD. Amazing. That was so much fun to really so set that scene and get a little glimpse at young Thessalus and kind of being taken under the wing of Helsteed, this veteran warrior, and what that meant foundationally for him. Yeah, so thanks for doing this. This is so much fun to do these little origin stories. So
that was super cool. I like the system a lot.
Yeah, it's super fun. But until next time, keep a lookout. We have we get a bunch of these coming out, at least kind of the first six to start us off. We'll be doing some additional origin stories for each of the characters. We actually might have a few other things planned as well. But until then, join us next time as we escape the mundane of the world and jump into the realms of Atalantia. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.